الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن عدة الشهور عند الله 12 شهرا في كتاب الله يوم خلق السماوات والأرض منها 4 حرم. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. When the Muslims were in Medina Sharif, at the beginning we did not have an Islamic calendar. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in his time of his Khilafat, he should write instructions, letters to the governors, but there were no dates on it. He was averse of using the Christian calendar, and we did not have a calendar. So Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum told him that we should have a calendar of our own. Then they made mashura that how should it be, where should it start, etc. Different views came from the birth of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu did not like that view, because the Christian calendar is from the time of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. One suggestion was that from the time of Wahi, when it came down. The other was that when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made hijrat from Makkah Sharif to Medina Sharif, and then that was accepted, that this is a very great turning point, and it was the time when Islam started spreading, was going to spread in the whole world. So they accepted that view. So on that basis, our calendar is known as the Hijri calendar till today. The other calendar, Miladi or Isawi, from Isa alayhi salam, or the birth of Isa alayhi salam, the Gregorian calendar. But ours is known as Hijri, which denotes the time of Hijrat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Then which month must be the first month of the Islamic calendar? That also came under discussion, and when it was, they saw that the Hijrat took place in the month of Muharram. Then Nabi Ali said, then they decided that we will start the first month of the Islamic calendar will be the month of Muharram. So from the very word Hijrat, or rather before that, just with regard to time, which Allah says, Inna iddata shuhuri indallah, the number of months which are by Allah, which Allah has decreed, whether it's a lunar calendar with the moon, or the Gregorian calendar, with the sun it is calculated, both of them are 12 months. So Allah said 12 months, minha arba'atun hurum, 4 months amongst them are the sacred month, very valuable month. If you look at it from the first month of the year, then it is Muharram year. Then later on, the 7th month is Rajab, and then the 11th month is Zulqa'dah, and then the 12th month Zulhijjah. 4 months which are the sacred months, in which they are called Hurum, from one aspect, from Haram. That during these months, it was declared haram, fighting, warfare, which was very common amongst the Arabs, but during these months it was declared it is haram to fight. And from ihtiram, from respect and honor. So anyway, that was the 4 months of the year. And in these 4 months, the value of amal is increased tremendously, very greatly. And also in these 4 months, sins are also multiplied. In fact, sins are so terrible during this month, it is like a person who is in a state of ihram. He's got his ihram on, he has made niyat. And also, he is in the haram sharif and he commits a guna. So it's terrible, the gunas are to be committed during these months. The good deeds that we do, the reward is multiplied very, very great, very much more. And also, whatever good deeds a person does regularly during these 4 months, they will become part of his life for the rest of the year, for his whole life. So good deeds that we want to do, we let us practice them properly in these months, then it will be just our nature after that. We don't have to make effort after that. We will just be practicing them. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. So, min harbatun hurum, ذَلِكَ الدِّينُ الْقَيِّمُ. That is the solid, established deen, system of Allah Ta'ala. فَلَا تَظْلِمُوا فِيهِنَّ أَنفُسَكُمْ. So do not do wrong to yourself during this month. Do not commit any sin whatsoever during this month. So Allah Ta'ala made it. So from the hijrat, so we also should learn a great lesson that whenever the new year starts, then we should, our mind should go to hijrat. And our hijrat is, which comes in the hadith sharif, the real muhajir. Al-muhajir man hajara ma nahallahu anhu. A real muhajir is that person who makes hijrat from the things which Allah has made haram for him. So we should see every new year that what are the haram things in my life. And we all should reflect regularly, and particularly at such occasions, the new year, our birthday, which also we regard as a new year in my life, then our attention should be more to see what are the wrongs in my life, I must take them out. What are the good which are not in my life, which I have to bring in my life. We should retrospect, introspect, look at ourselves. That is the real lesson that we should take from these occasions. So today is the 2nd of Muharram already, 1445. And let us see that how much of us are we even aware that the new year has started. And very, very sadly, our condition is by and large, generally, the Gregorian, the English New Year, 1st of December, everyone knows. 31st December, all knows is the end of the year, and 1st of January, the beginning of the new year. But the end of Zulhijjah, we hardly think it's the end of the year. And we are Muslims. Everything with us, Islamic things should affect us, not the Western thing. We are not non-Muslims, we are not Christians. We are not the people of the world, we are Muslims. But how many of us, we have that connection, affiliation with our calendar, which is a thing that we are living in all the time. Time, and it is measured with the calendar, and it's all the time. How many of us are acquainted with it? Hardly any of us. So we should be aware that that the 1 year is completed. And ulama have written du'as for this occasion, which also we should read. And the beginning of the year, today is the 2nd of Muharram already. So we should try and acquaint ourselves with regard to that. Each one of us should know what my Islamic date of birth is. How many of us know our Islamic date of birth? Most of us, the English date of birth, immediately we will know. And then we see that how many of our students, by and large, very seldom, we'll get a student, you ask him, when did you graduate? That he'll give you the Islamic date, the year. Otherwise, everyone will just give the English date. So even after we have done 6 years of intensive Islamic studies, but yet Islam hasn't touched us to that extent that we are even conscious that we must be aware of our Islamic date. We should find out if we don't know our Islamic birthday. And it's very easy. There is one application, or you can just go to that. You just type in your English date and it will give you immediately your Islamic date of birth. So we all should have that and keep it and let that be more in the forefront of our minds, our Islamic date of birth. All other major events, when we get married, how many know what is the English date of our Islamic date of birth? Anything else? We are well aware of the English date, but when we are Muslims, if we are not going to uphold the Islamic calendar, who is going to do it? Christians are not going to do it, Jews, Hindus, nobody else. We have to do it. And this is a farz-e kifaya. And a farz-e ayn is farz on everyone. It is regarded normally as a more rewarding. But a farz-e kifaya, which is for few people that they must know that, And in that, you know, in that regard, this is a more greater rewarding. You are doing it not only for yourself, but for the whole ummah you are doing it. People, we must keep track of the Islamic calendar. Sighting of the moon, we should try and make a habit that every month, the 29th, we shouldn't worry that when the moon was born, how many hours it will be. 29th, we should go and look for the moon. We should make it our habit. So there will be great, great reward for that. And this hijrat, let us see. One thing is that we make hijrat, and this hijrat is from a non-Islamic way of life to an Islamic way of life. Let me see how much I can bring in my life. How many things am I dressing if it is non-Islamic? I must make it Islamic now. My way of life, the things I do in my life, how many of them are non-Islamic? I should try and make them Islamic. And in this, this tashabbu bil kuffar, to imitate the kuffar, we should give that up completely. It is one very major sin. And according to ulama, this is one of the major sins by which Allah's azab comes in this world. Whether it was the Palestinians, what they're going through, though there are many of them, they are very dedicated to deen. But if you see them also, their lifestyle, their clothing, their dressing is totally Western. So, and Allah dislikes this very much, that we dress like the non-believers. Our lifestyle is like the non-believers. In a sense, we are saying that Islamic lifestyle is inferior, because everyone likes what is superior. So if we are living like the non-Muslims, then we are saying by that action of us that Islamic lifestyle is inferior. Or we are saying Islamic lifestyle is not practical. Today, Western lifestyle is practical. We have to live according to the West. Everything, our education system of our children, whether we give preference to Islamic education or we give a preference to school and university education, by and large, the Muslims also, they are preferring Western education, university education, Islamic education. There are very few in the ummah. If we see the whole ratio in the ummah, very few give preference to Islamic. Our lifestyle, how we live day to day, our holidays, the concept of holidays, what is the Islamic concept and what is the Western concept. So we have to try and make hijrat. Al-muhajir, the true muhajir. Man hajara ma'anaha Allahu anhu. See all the things which are haram in my life. We in the madrasa, we have got an Islamic system here. But also see how much we are dedicated to it. Our dressing, when we are in the madrasa, how it is. And in the madrasa, like Friday is a holiday, Sunday, what is our dressing? When we go out of the madrasa, what is our dressing? So if we are dedicated to Islam, and we should take this lesson every year, on the 1st of Muharram, we should drop our stock sheet and see take a check on ourselves. What are the wrong things that we are doing? And try and give them up, all the things in my life which are wrong. And then in my family, which are wrong things which are happening, how can I correct them? How to approach it? I, as one youngster, I won't be able to change the things in my family. But at least that concern and dua we make in that direction, that how our whole family can have an Islamic lifestyle. This was the reason why the Islamic calendar was chosen from the hijrat, that we give up all that kuffar lifestyle of Makkah, that be given up where Islam could not spread in Islam. The enemies were too strong, and they did not allow Islam to spread there. Even for Islam to be practiced, they did not allow. So Nabi Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made hijrat by the command of Allah to practice Islam freely and to spread Islam in the world. And that is what happened then in Medina Sharif. From Medina, Allah made it the seat for Islam to spread in the world. How much of that am I doing? Have I got concern of practicing Islam, of spreading Islam? I must practice also myself, and I must spread Islam also in the world. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to consider all these things and make our lives accordingly. Also, that each roza of the month of Muharram is known as Shahrullah al-Muharram. It is attributed to Allah. And this is sufficient to show the auspiciousness of this month. That whatever is associated with Allah, like Baytullah, Kitabullah, those things are valuable. So Shahrullah is also very valuable. There are 3 10-day periods in the Islamic calendar which are very valuable. The last 10 days of Ramadan, the last 10 nights actually, and together with that, the 10 days, we all know that they are very valuable, and i'tikaf for the 10 days also has been prescribed and is being observed also by and large by the ummah. Then the first 10 days of Zulhijjah, and together with them, the 10 nights also. These are also very great. In the last 10 nights of Ramadan is Laylatul Qadr. In the first 10 days of Zulhijjah is Yawmul Arafah, which is also a very great day, the greatest day in the Islamic calendar, Yawmul Arafah. And another 10-day period are these days that we are going through, the first 10 days of Muharram. They are also very, very auspicious. And in them is the 9th and 10th. Those days are also very auspicious. And rozas during the month of Muharram, each day's roza equals 30 days rozas, 1 month's roza. So whole month, if we keep every day a roza, we will get the sawab of keeping 30 days rozas. And 30 days times 30 days in the month, and we keep 30 days rozas, which each one will be 30, it will be like 900 days we have kept roza. So it is an opportunity for us. At least what we should do is keep roza on the 9th and 10th. Or the 10th and 11th, that we should try and keep. Try and keep Monday and Thursday rozas, especially in this month. Try and keep Ayyami Bir, 13, 14 and 15. And how many more we can keep? Very good it will be. These are auspicious days. When Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam came to Medina Sharif, he found that the Jews were keeping roza on the 10th of Muharram. He asked them the reason, why are you keeping roza? They said, because Allah Ta'ala had given salvation to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and the Bani Israel on this day from the clutches of Fir'aun, who tortured them and gave them a very, very difficult and hard life. It was on this day that Allah Ta'ala gave Bani Israel salvation. They crossed the sea without getting wet. They went through the sea. And when Fir'aun came with his army, Allah drowned them all. To make shukr to Allah Ta'ala for this, we are keeping on this day roza. We learn one great lesson from here, that to make shukr, one is we must make shukr. Very few of us make shukr. If we think that, for example, today, Allah Ta'ala gave me my life, and Allah made me healthy. I'm not cockeyed. My eyes are not squint. I haven't got a lump in my walking. I walk normally. My ears are right. Some people, some defect they have got. Allah made us well. But who of us made shukr for one ni'mat? Allah's ni'mat just in our body, in ourselves, are innumerable. Not thousands, not millions, innumerable. As we are sitting, young people mostly, no one has got sugar, is not a diabetic. Nobody has got cholesterol. Nobody has blood pressure. His high blood pressure is out of normally. We are, but who made sugar? As all of us, even the animals, even the plants, we are all having oxygen. And pure oxygen, in spite of all the industries and all the wrong things man have done, and polluting the air also. Water also man has polluted. Air also man has polluted. But still we are getting pure oxygen. And then to get that oxygen into our system, without oxygen we won't survive. With water also we won't survive, but we can still manage without water. But without oxygen, who of us made sugar? Forget for today, our whole life, who of us made sugar? But just let one thing go wrong. Let there be the water, there isn't water delivery. We are not getting water in our rooms, anything. The water, immediately we start complaining. Anything else also, what the minute something is blocked a little bit, we all complain. We'll drive on the roads, we have a nice good road, no potholes or anything. Who makes sugar? But when there are potholes, see all the comments that are made and all the objections that are made. In everything, we don't make sugar. We are here in the madrasa, in an Islamic environment. Who of us makes sugar for that? And but anyone does anything wrong, then we complain about that, which we should, and that is to put it right. If somebody does anything which is against the Islamic system, Islamic environment, but that Allah has given us an Islamic 5 times namaz, adhan, we get up from our rooms, we come from our classes freely, no object, nobody blocking us or anything. Forget sugar. How many of us don't even appreciate it? We are healthy. We are not handicapped in any way. Still we don't come for namaz. We don't come on time. So how lot of na-shukri we make. So a person should make shukr for all the ni'mats of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, which Allah has given us. So this is the occasion that we appreciate all Allah's ni'mats also which He has given us. And we live an Islamic way of life. Just like the Bani Israel, the people of Musa alayhi salam, made shukr. And so to make shukr. And then to make shukr in different ways. Like this great ni'mat, if we do make shukr, then normally it is feasting, eating, that we give a da'wat and we make our shukr in that. But we must remember, there is a great, which we are taught here, a great form of making shukr is fasting also. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, you people are keeping roza, making shukr to Allah, that you got salvation from Fir'aun and the enemies. So we are more entitled to that. We are more proper followers of Musa alayhi salam. How much Muslims follow Musa alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, the Christians are very far from that. They have attributed all wrong things to Isa alayhi salam. They have changed the religion of Christianity. The religion of Christianity, which is preserved in its proper form, is in the Quran Sharif, where Allah declares clearly that Isa alayhi salam is not the son of God. He's not part of God, Trinity, etc. So the Quran has done a great favor on the Christians also, that their religion, they have distorted it. Quran has preserved it. The same way with all the other religions and way of life, Quran is that kitab. We should make shukr. So Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, we are more entitled to make shukr, so we will also keep roza on this day. So that is the significance of keeping this roza. This roza has got nothing to do with the martyrdom of Imam Hussein. He was made shaheed on this day, the 10th of Muharram. But the value of this day and the auspiciousness of this day was long before that. It was already right at the beginning. That has got nothing to do with that event happened on this day. But that event has got nothing to do with the day of Ashura. So all the Shias, Barelwis, all the wrong things they do on the 10 days of Muharram, we have got nothing to do. The value of the 10 days and the value of the day of Ashura is from the time of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, and as we have been taught, we should observe it in that form. So we should make shukr. The shukr we should do by, yeah, we see, not by feasting, but by fasting, that we keep roza on the 10th of Muharram. And then see again, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam was so concerned, and he made us, the ummah, such a way that we don't have any similarity with the non-Muslims. That we'll keep the roza on the 10th, But because Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam did not want us in any way to be similar with the Jews, he said we'll keep Rosa on the 9th and 10th or 10th and 11th. So the reason for the other Rosa is to make sure that we are different from the Jews, that we have no similarity. They only keep on the 10th, we will keep on the 9th and the 10th. The 10th and 11th, we will keep that. So yeah, also we should consider, namaz has got so many aspects in it. One of the aspects is that we renew our pledge to Allah Ta'ala, that we will follow in your path. We ask him for that correct path, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. And then it is defined, sirat al-ladhina an'amta alayhim. And that is defined in another place in the Quran, min al-nabiyyin, wa-siddiqin, wa-shuhada, wa-saliheen. And it is defined the opposite. Things are recognized when you speak of the opposite. غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. But how many of us, we are in namaz, we are reading this, but we are wearing Western attire clothes. How many got a tie on also, and we are making namaz? How many of us, we wearing clothes, and we wearing the fashion of the kuffar? We have got jeans on, we have got t-shirts on, and we are making namaz in there. We are telling Allah that we're not going to follow their way, but we are in their way in namaz. Which direction are we going? And we were supposed to lead people in the right way, we are leading them in the wrong way. And we are not leading them, we are following them in the wrong way. So this the distinction that is of this day, that with the 9th and 10th, or 10th and 11th, is also emphasizing upon us, give up the ways of the kuffar. Tashabbu bil kuffar, and imitating the non-believers, must be a thing totally out of our lives. And especially for us, who are becoming alims, if we haven't got that in our lives, we still following their sports, it's so important, and we cherish their sports, their music, their photography, their films, their videos, all those things. And today we want to spread Islam in their way, in the haram way we want to spread Islam, and we try and prove it right also. We spreading, all the wrong will spread, Islam will spread in the right way of sunnah. That is how Islam will spread. Islam will never spread in the wrong way. And in all these matters, we can't have a gray area that we want to do things according to Islam also, according to non-Muslims. That is called a munafiq. We have got one straight way. We dedicated way of Islam. We don't accommodate the other wrong ways whatsoever. So this is a very important occasion for us to take great, great lessons. There are great rewards which are for this month, and that we try and keep as many rozas. Also, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, a person who will spend freely on his family on the day of Ashura, Allah will give him barakat in his rozi for the whole year. So that also should be done within the limits of Sharia. It is on the family. Today people, we always are in ifrat and tafreet, to the extremes of both sides. The correct way is the middle correct path. Either we are not giving anything, we don't spend, or when we spend, we're spending wrong. Now on friends also we are spending. We are spending on other people. It comes clearly on your family, your biological family. Who are your family? And that day, just make some tawassuh. Spend a little bit more on your family. For example, you normally just have your roti tarkari, rice with curry khichri. So just put some aloo fry there. Just put one more curry there. Just whatever, little bit more. That is all. So you have spent more on your family. And in that, Allah will give you barakat. But we go to extremes. What we don't have to do, we do, and we do it wrongly. What we have to do, we don't do. Allah give us tawfiq to appreciate these moments which we have. Very valuable months we have got, to appreciate it and to do things correctly, not incorrectly. Shaitan is such that he doesn't let us do. And when we do, he makes us do it the wrong way. Let us do it the right way and get all the virtues and the rewards. Otherwise, in the right time, we'll do the wrong thing and so much of punishment from Allah Ta'ala. We'll be doing all the wrong things, following shaitan, and it's only punishment from Allah. May Allah give us all tawfiq.